Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Man, why did we go down this road? Great, great, great sounds of music, my family. Aman Langawako, Pastor K, Sipho Carl and I, the ex-holza. Yeah, Sipho Carl and I, if you please. I can't even imitate it. 18 minutes after 5, that is your time here on Spectrum on a Friday afternoon. Smack bang in the middle of conversation. But before we do that, some accolades, my family. Mighty big shout out to the South African Weather Services, having joined us, you know, just to explain the whole debacle of thunderstorms. And thank you also to the technical team for getting the conversation ready for this afternoon, a conversation with Brigadier General, who is the Chaplain General of the South African National Defence Force. And I've got, a wife of the community of the South African Defence Force right here in studio. Right here in studio joining us this afternoon, my family. So thank you so much to the tech team. Truly, truly appreciate that. We're now getting straight into the middle of it. Are you a parent with Sunday school going children? Are you a Sunday school teacher, or are you a loyal congregant who sometimes sees what happens with Sunday school, what does not happen with Sunday school? And here's the conversation. We're opening up the platform all the way to the top of the hour this afternoon. And we want to welcome none other. Let me call her Teacher Nyami. She is Nyamega Phakathi. She is a children's ministry practitioner at the Methodist Church of South Africa. It's not a colleague. I'm not going to call you a colleague. Nia. That's near colleague me. What do you call? I mean, you're a sister and a friend now, but you know, what do you call people that you actually work with? A sister in the Lord. Hey, hey, hey.
Beautiful. Let's go with that.
Right? Yes. Yay! Welcome.
Hello, fam. Super excited.
So, my family, as you can see, it takes a special kind of personality to manage kids, right?
Yes. Definitely does.
Listen, it's so awesome having you. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
It's been good.
You look good.
Sir, you know, the kids keep us young.
They do, right?
Yes.
Bang.
Teachers don't age, bro.
Light bulb for me. Mm-hmm. I think I need to go back to class.
Please come.
I need to go back to class. I miss teaching the little ones. It's such a thing. Anyway. So, Nyami, today we want to talk about children's ministry. You and I, you know, I think we served children's ministry at a time where, look, it was really, it had major difficulties, but it had major, major rewards. And when I say rewards, just spiritually, it was just so rewarding, you know, seeing children come through your class from a young age. And then all of a sudden, you at the blink of an eye, this child is now in matric, and you think, "Ay man, when you were struggling to pronounce Ecclesiastes just yesterday." You know?
Yep.
So how are you doing?
So good.
Yeah.
Excited to be here. Teacher Aya. Yeah.
Don't be like that. Okay, let's call you Teacher Nyami, yeah?
Right. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I've been reminiscing over our time at the children's ministry, Sunday school, planning, and just coming up with every fun, creative way just to, you know, get in there with the kids. So it's amazing, as you say, seeing them grow.
Right.
From being as well as
Panda,
from the age of 5, when they literally just following mommy around and just sitting in class doing their own thing. And, you know, as they grow, you literally see them grow in front of you when you teach them the confidence to stand and read a short verse.
Right.
The confidence grows and they're able to read a whole passage out of scripture, and they can stand in front of class and actually share. You know, these past few months I've been teaching them Inxelo
yomphefumlo. Come on now.
None of them can pronounce that.
Our kids in English, bro.
Yeah. So that's the tell us how it is with your soul segment. And it's amazing the testimonies they actually come up with, shows you that they are listening and actually God is at work in these little ones.
Sure, that's amazing, Yami, because I think, look, what we one of the difficulties with children's ministry is that you don't reap immediate rewards. So a child is not going to come up to you and say, oh man, that was powerful. You know what I mean? But you see their walk and you see the fruits, right?
You see the fruits definitely come to life years later. Like you're saying, you see them from being preteens and then they become teenagers. There's a time they sort of disappear as well, like they sit in church and don't want to come to class and you're like worried about these kids.
No, I remember those times.
You remember
I remember when you literally need to walk into church and stare, give them the stare, you know, the stare, yes.
Like, dude, I'm waiting for you, come.
Yeah.
But that's literally where you are planting the seed. And maybe doing it in fun and creative ways, and maybe sometimes they were even forced to come to church that day. But once they are there, just giving them the space to be themselves, just giving them a sense of community amongst their peers, I think those things do grow in them, because then they at least know, I've got my own space, I've got a safe space, because they can't always express themselves or even ask questions about our faith in a church setting.
Absolutely.
But when they are in class and you tackling certain subjects or topics around the Bible and the subject of Christianity, they are able to ask you those questions. Sometimes you can't answer, but the Holy Spirit just guides, and sometimes they find their own answers to those. So it's truly amazing that much later, when they are grown up or young adults even, you see them, chin baya kwanza, chin they coming back, chin they actually took this thing seriously. So I also reflect on my own journey when I was a child, and the things we did. I can't remember all the scriptures and the lectures and things. That's it. Right? Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that song says. Usindile enjinjalo, kwingathazo ezininzi, because literally, your conscience isazela sakho grows. You are able to say no to ungodliness. You don't know why you're not falling into the traps that your peers are falling into.
Sure.
But it's definitely those seeds that were watered, because as you get baptized, remember you've got that mark.
Right.
On you, and the teaching is the word that is spoken upon you, even in those informal settings and classes in Sunday school. They actually do grow and make a difference when you're much older.
No, absolutely. Spoken like a true Sunday school teacher, my family. Teacher Nyami. Let's call it Teacher Nyami for the sake of spectrum. This afternoon it's Nyami Kapagati joining us here. 25 minutes after 5, that is your time here on Spectrum. And so it's a mini Sunday school class, and we absolutely welcome that. If you hear a bit of noise in the background, we are mommies today. We are Sunday school teachers. Let's take a quick break. My family, we're coming back. Your questions, your contributions to this conversation is absolutely most welcome. If you're a Sunday school teacher, or perhaps it's a great time to confess if you've never really given thought to Sunday school about all the mechanics of Sunday school, you know, and what teachers have to go through to make Sunday school work. Yeah, we are all waiting for it. Let's have this conversation on 0826572729.
The South African Constitution states that everyone has the right to freedom and security. Community policing forums empower citizens and communities to take an active role in emergency preparedness, crime prevention, and community disaster response, thereby extending law enforcement's reach. As a citizen, ensure that you always take safety precautions. Be on the lookout for suspicious activities in your surroundings, and also minimize posting your whereabouts on social media. Always remember, acts of violence will not be tolerated. This, a message from government.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
So this afternoon, my family, 27 minutes after 5, we also have the privilege of having not just one person, but two people that can actually help with the riddle right here in studio. I love that. I love the fact that we, you know, and Teacher Nyami is quite creative when it comes to these things. Yeah, do you remember Bible riddles and all of these things for the young ones, right? So let's come back to our conversation. So the riddle, my family, is indeed coming up on the other side of the news. So what we did, just for accountability, no one's been able. What we're actually going to do today, actually, is try and see if we can actually close off on our old riddle.
Okay.
Teacher Nyami, we've got a riddle here. Yes, that's what we're going to do today. We've got a riddle here that, hey, man, it's been like, what, 2 weeks now? Three? No, two. A week. I don't know. Like a whole cycle, right, of time where we've not been able to solve this riddle. Okay.
Okay.
And the riddle is taken from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, right? Mm-hmm. I'll give you an opportunity to have a look at it. It's the story of Elijah and the chariot and the parting of the rivers of the Jordan River, where the Bible says the two, so Elijah struck in that portion of scripture, Elijah struck the waters of the Jordan River and the waters parted in two and the two crossed over together. Right? I know. So here's the two questions, my family. Let's try and do this. Come on. You know what? We're gearing towards Easter. So come on. So here's the two questions on that scripture, right?
Okay.
Number one, who are the two who crossed over the Jordan? I know.
Oh, wow.
Number two, what was the color of Elijah's cloak?
Okay.
According to that portion of scripture. Now, let me tell you something, my family, about Teacher Nyami joining us here. She is like a master when it comes to these fun things for kids, you know, like a master. And that's why I'm thinking, yay, thank you, Lord, for actually bringing her here today, because we can actually, we can actually do this riddle. Now, let's quickly, before we cross over to the news, my family. Hello, Malcolm. Malcolm is joining us on the WhatsApp line this afternoon. Hi, Malcolm. And Malcolm says, my sisters, thank you for your dedication as a Sunday school teacher. I pray that the Lord blesses you. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. We really received that. There's a tendency to teach our younger kids the wrong. And indeed, you know, Sunday school teachers are there for an important purpose. And I think, look, what Malcolm is saying, Teacher Nyami, I think these are the things that, regardless of sometimes the really difficult circumstances that we are going to talk about on the other side of the news, these are the things that kept us waking up. These are the things that kept us going, right, sure, as Sunday school teachers. Very quickly, and you have a unique position because you're both a parent. You're a parent, yeah, at Sunday school. Mm-hmm. you're both a parent at Sunday school and a teacher at Sunday school. And if you had to sort of, just very briefly point out some of the blind spots of the church as relates to children's ministry, what would those be of the church in general, not just our church?
Sure. I don't know why there's even these blind spots, because everyone I talk to who's an adult seems to remember going to Sunday school.
You know?
But somehow the responsibility of looking after the children's church is left to a few people who are dedicated and just left to run on their own. And there's never follow through from a leadership perspective or younger people coming through. Like you're saying, I'm a parent. So I need the younger generation to be coming through, learning, and, you know, also giving their time, because they've also been taught through Sunday school, right? So I think there's also a fear of, I'm not creative enough. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with the kids, for example, or I need to be technical somehow. Of course, you need to be creative and have some skill in terms of dealing with
young
children,
people, yeah,
teenagers, preteens, and the like. But it starts with the calling or passion or just wanting to impart or pass on what God has done for
Come
you.
Come on, that's right.
And if we just think about it from that perspective, we've got special gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us that we can certainly share with these young ones. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to tone it down to their level somehow, but we can definitely package our gifts mm-hmm. or talents to teach these young ones. Because you know, I was thinking this week that some of the biggest wars in countries are around religion. And if we're not investing, teaching our children the meaning of salvation and what it is to be loved by God and how we can show that love to the world and the next person, I think we'll remove the stigma of, no, it takes a special kind of person, of course. But it can start with just sharing your gifts with the little ones, creating that time. And yeah, and not treat it as a separate thing. Like Sunday school is there, separate from church, but it should actually form part of church. And you know, I love when we have those
budget meetings.
Budget meetings. You know what to do with that Sunday school budget. And it's not only for food, guys. We need things. We need resources.
You know,
I mean, this digital age now, we should be much more advanced in using all the technology that these kids can come up with, actually, to make it more lively and exciting.
We're actually going to talk about that. I really want to get into the issue of resources and teaching tools, you know, learning tools, especially for Sunday school. 34 after 5. Let's take a quick news break. My family, we really welcome your contribution to this conversation. Let's make Sunday school that place
where
your kids have to remind you to go to church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We want that. Let's take a news break. This conversation is way too much of a passion point for me. Let's cross over to the news.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Wow, what an afternoon, my family. Let me tell you. So it's a really amazing afternoon for many, many reasons. The main reason being the fact that we finally have a glimpse of movement on the riddle, right? Yeah. So let me go through the riddle again, okay, as we try and shift position and do what we need to do right here in studio, my family. So, Teacher Nyami is still with us. She's still with us. And this afternoon, we are trying to get deep into a conversation around a children's ministry, right? Children's ministry, very, very important and very close, you know, to the hearts of many, actually. It's just that we've not opened up conversation around children's ministry now. Let's come back to the riddle before we cross over to the rest of that conversation. The riddle. 2 Kings chapter 2, right? Let me ask you, Teacher Nyami, this afternoon. Maybe you can help us. You got the questions, ne?
Got the questions.
Yeah. What do you think the answer is? So the first question is, Elijah struck the waters of the Jordan, and the Bible says the two crossed over. Who were the two that crossed over?
Elijah and Elisha. I think, because it's always with that dude.
Maybe let me rephrase, right? Not rephrase, okay.
Mm-hmm.
According to riddle rules, you can't really rephrase. But let me, so according to the scripture, who crossed over the Jordan? You know what I mean? And it doesn't, that's just an example, but it speaks to a structural problem that we have around children's ministry. How do you think that can be sorted? How do you think we can bring back children's ministry to the forefront? I don't even want to begin talking about the prophetic, if I should put it that way, and kingdom requirement for us to ensure that this gospel that we are standing on, that we are teaching, that we are living, that we transfer it to the next generation as pure in its purest form. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Including church processes. Yeah. What your thoughts, teacher?
You hit it on the nail there, Teacher Aya. Calling you Teacher Aya today. It is definitely about us transferring the love of God to the next generation. When Jesus asked Peter there, do you love me? Three times. He said, then feed my lambs. So this is actually where it becomes more than just the passion, like you were saying. It is prophetic. Mm-hmm. That it should be there, us transferring that. And this is actually one of the things we always spoke about, that we prioritized these little ones. The food issue I don't want to get into, but we have to just make sure we do it separately on our own, so we prioritize the little ones like you do at home, taking care of your own children. You know what I mean? So structurally, children's ministry is still seen as a separate thing. We don't want to see the kids. They must be somewhere separate and quiet.
They mustn't disturb the church.
They mustn't disturb the church.
But we have the lowest budget, right? On all the line items, children's ministry is always the lowest in every church.
In every church.
Yeah,
Seriously. So there are no resources. And you can't expect to keep them quiet for 3-4 hour services, right? So you need to resource it to have all the types of equipment and things they will need to keep themselves, I'll say, busy, but focused on learning what needs to be thought in that time. Because ultimately, we are grooming the next church here. We are grooming people who are going to take the baton from us and run with it. So we can't exclude them.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably grooming people that will bury us. You do realize that?
Wow.
No, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Because they are the reverends of tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
These are the ones that are going to bury you and I.
Exactly. And they learn by seeing what we are doing. So when you stand in the pulpit and preach the word, and they see you in a different light, right? You cannot now come out of church, and when you see them outside, be someone different, because they're looking at you
all
and
around.
They're looking for consistency in all those platforms. So it is on us to create the safe spaces, children and youth friendly church spaces.
Right.
So don't get irritated when you see them going up to the front and not sitting down, or, you know, walking around in church. But when we create those spaces, like, don't fringe when they read in front and they taking their time.
Or they're making mistakes.
They're making mistakes. Right. Need to get to a place where we can actually embrace those, because we were once young. Now that we are older, we can appreciate the seeds that were planted during that time.
And look, one of the things that we quickly understood about the importance of children's ministry is that Christianity already in the secular world, we are already 1:1:2 technically, you know, living Christianity. So we are constantly the minority in the room, right? So the one thing you want to do with church is that you want to create such a welcoming and an enabling environment where children can be fully Christian without having to build protecting walls around themselves. And I'm just agreeing with what you're saying, that what then needs to happen is that in a church, children need to be allowed to make mistakes, but, like, you know, in a contained experiment environment, you want them to make sort of calculated mistakes where, and I say calculated because we don't want for there to not be discipline and order, but it is a place that must, where a child must feel like they can volunteer to say, I would like to read the scripture in big church today, you know?
And not feel embarrassed because now it's dead quiet because I didn't pronounce it. To create those spaces and just allow them to be themselves. And I want to say this, Teacher Aya, it is an extension of what happens in the homes, in the families.
Thank you.
It just, it doesn't start in that 1 hour that I have with the kids on a Sunday, but rather it's an extension of what they've been fed at home. So if parents go home and they say nothing, they're silent, we don't pray together, we don't read scripture together, there's no meaning or purpose attached to why we have to wake up every Sunday and go to church. So we're starting from scratch every Sunday.
Every Sunday, you kind of need to gear up a child in the things of God.
Exactly. And then when they go home, there's no space to express that or ask further questions, which is what we encourage them to do. Go ask mommy or daddy about this.
Right.
Or go read this verse and actually come tell us what it meant to you.
So one of the really interesting patterns, right, in preteen and teen church, which for me was always fascinating. I mean, I found this really fascinating. Exactly what you're saying is that the one thing you want to do with a preteen and a teenager in the Lord, you want to give them the autonomy of thought, right?
Sure.
They need to be able to read scripture like this riddle that we're doing today. Mm-hmm. It's a typical riddle that you would want to ask your preteen, actually, because what it does, it gives them the challenge to read scripture and understand it for themselves, to know exactly where they are at with regards to their understanding. So when you give the preteens and mainly teens homework, they don't show up the next Sunday.
They disappear.
And you know what this says? This says to me that I don't have space during the week to do Sunday school homework.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, this does speak to parents. So how do we fix it, teacher?
Sure. Our kids are busy at school after school activities with extra murals and that. And maybe they only think about Sunday school when the
on
next
Saturday
day
evening
they have to come to church. Oh, gosh, we had homework.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, there is an opportunity during prayer time, you know, as a family before going to bed. If you can just spare 1 or 2 minutes as a parent to say, read here, tell me what you understood. They can actually also remember, we learned this in class, and they can share. And I like using Sundays to start those type of conversations,
right,
because you just come from church and you just kind of gauge whether they are getting some sort of meaning and value from attending those classes. Because mostly it's just about, oh, the service was long, or being a pumitao type of vibes. But if you actually try and listen, what have they learned? Because they usually link it to something bigger that's happening around them in their space, especially in the teenage years.
Yeah.
It's always something that was struck, and they'll come back and actually testify about it or share with us what's happened during the week. So if parents could actually continue the conversation at home, even if it's among siblings, one-on-one, or just give them pray, that will help them continue or create the space in their homes. Because really, they will remind you.
No, they will.
They'll remind you.
You know what's really interesting about this conversation for me? What's really interesting now is I'm actually realizing that I really wanted us to go into the structural issues, but it's amazing because we are really not coming back, especially to the budget, you know, and the prioritization of Sunday school. And I feel like this is what we do. It's almost like as practitioners, we've given up, you know, that the church will ever... I mean, it doesn't change. And it doesn't make church leaders bad people. No. Mm-hmm. No, it's simply there's a culture, man, where, or maybe let me put it this way. I live to see, I pray to God that I live to see a time when priority will be given to Sunday school. I don't think it's wrong to prioritize ministry to adults, but not at the expense of Sunday school, because what you're doing there is that you're subjecting children to learning God from the streets. That's literally what you're doing. You know, when we don't invest in Sunday school or in children's ministry, what we are saying to children is that, look, learn what you can and pick up the rest from wherever you can.
That's it. I agree with that point, Teacher Aya. Imagine the work we are putting in trying to teach children, but all we're doing is just sitting in front of them telling them a story
right
in the natural way, whereas They visit Mommy's church next Sunday, and there they can see that there's a screen. They can watch a movie that tells the story of Elijah, by the way.
Right.
In my language, in a way that I can relate to it. And we actually have exercises or homework that we can present using different tools. It's so amazing because kids learn by seeing, by
and doing.
So when we're just sitting in front of them, yes, they might listen to you, give them time to play it back to you, but it just doesn't stick because they learn differently. So we need resourcing, definitely.
Right.
Yes. To be able to use the technology as well can go a long way.
So to all the Dwemenies that are listening this afternoon,
ask them.
And to all the reverends, welcome to Spectrum. That supplement was specifically and especially for you. We're coming back to conclude the riddle, my family, this afternoon. It's been, you see, this is what happens with the radio. I mean, I want to have like an hour and a half, 2 hour long conversation around this. Tichanya Minya Megapagati is our guest. It's 5 minutes before the top of the hour, my family. We are going to be crossing over now to a quick break, because when we do come back, we are then coming back to seal the riddle. You know, it's a done deal. We have to finish this riddle. It's been going on now for a week. This is the second week that it's been running. Last week it was unsolved, and we could not allow for this riddle to be unsolved. And so let's come back and see if we can actually crack it.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
Tichanyami says, I am killing them. I'm not. It's a colder riddle.
Dead.
Okay, so here's the final one. Two questions. What color was Elijah's cloak? Teacher?
No color mentioned.
There. No color mentioned.
Stop being creative.
My family. The color's not mentioned. So it's simply no color mentioned, right?
Oh, wow.
It's called a riddle. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
Clever.
And then who are the two, or rather, who crossed the Jordan River? And I want to read this one because that's the tricky one. And even I keep getting it wrong, asking it in different ways. But the real question is, who crossed the Jordan River? That's the real question in 2 Kings chapter 2. So let's just quickly get to it. So this is what the Bible says, I'm going to read from verse 4. Okay. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Jericho. Mm-hmm. But Elisha replied again, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together. Then the group of prophets. Okay. Verse 6. Then Elisha said to Elijah, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to the Jordan River. But again, Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord lives, you and yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together. And then verse 8, then Elijah folded his cloak, okay, together and struck the water with it. The river divided and the two of them went across on dry ground. Let's hear from Sis Pindi. Let's hear from Sis Pindile. Hi, Sis Pindile.
Hi, Sis Ayanda.
I lost time.
And your guest to Sis Pindi.
Hello, Mama.
I will sing you a song, little one.
Goita,
Father
Mama.
Abraham, have many signs. Have many signs. Father Abraham, are you one of them? So
praise.
Left hand, right hand, yes. Right foot, left foot.
I love that.
You need to have patience when you're dealing with the young ones. May God give us strength.
No, he will. I believe that with all my heart. No, he certainly will, my family. Thank you so much. So the answer, my family, to the actual riddle, the answer to the riddle. Here's the question: who crossed the Jordan River? And the answer's right there. I'm going to read it again. Then Elijah folded his cloak together and struck the water with it. The river divided, and the two of them went across on dry ground. The answer to that is the two of them went across. The two of them. Thank you. Hey. You know, so I, you know, at the beginning of that riddle last week, we did say it's the trickiest riddle ever, right? It was supposed to be very tricky. So just a 30 seconds to Chinyami, your parting shots, man, to parents, to teachers, and certainly to church leadership around the administration of children's ministry.
Thanks so much for having me, Teacher Aya. And what is really in my heart when it comes to children's ministry is, remember, this is an expression of our love. When Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He said, then feed my lambs. So if you have any passion, any umthwalo, burden or calling, and if you see a kid at church, a youth, and you feel like you have something that you can impart on them, obviously has to stem from the Word of God, because we teach the Word, nothing else. Please respond to that call. When we ask for volunteers, please come and share your gifts, your expertise, because we have SMEs in different fields, right? And we can share. And these kids need to see these things being done by us, people who call ourselves Christians, right? And they not only want to see us preaching, but they want us to live the gospel and actually show them that wherever we are, we can actually grow, flourish, succeed, Christian as we are, with those values and morals that the Bible teaches us. So it is fulfilling to see them grow and actually keep the faith. So let's not shy away when we see there are resources that we can share with the youth, with the kids as well. Let's answer that call if you do not have the time, but maybe you can give in another way.
She's a real Sunday school teacher. Amen. Sunday school teachers, we're not afraid to ask. Every time we ask for 5 minutes on the program, it's because we're going to ask for money. Oh, my family, we really love you. We really love you. Thank you so much for having spent your afternoon with us, Teacher Nyami. You're absolutely amazing as a children's practitioner. The Lord really bless you for the work that you continue to do, especially, you know, I mean, you know, for many, many reasons, you continue to break boundaries, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. I want to appreciate you, Charlene. Charlene, you got one right. No. Okay, well, so Charlene said the two. My family, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Today is absolutely wonderful. Have yourself a really, really, really blessed weekend ahead. Given Illustrative is on your radio on the other side, but we cross over now to the latest in the news.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.